Hello, everybody. Welcome to this week's episode of The Awesome with Cody. As usual, I'm your host, Cody, and we are wrapping up October's theme of awesome science fiction fantasy movies or fantasy sci-fi movies. I don't remember what I call this season or this week, this month, but we basically wrapping it up. And today we're excuse me, jeez. Today we're talking about Snowpiercer. So for the folks out there who don't know what Snowpiercer is, Snowpiercer is a dystopian science fiction action film based on a French graphic novel called, I'm going to screw this up because I don't know French, Les Trains Précédents. I don't know. That's probably wrong. Probably really bad. Anyways, by Jacques Loeb or Jacques Lob. I'm not too sure how to say that. Benjamin Legrand and Jean-Marc Rocher. The film was directed by Bong Joon-ho, who I'll get into in a minute, who he is. And he wrote it along with Kelly Masterson, co-wrote the screenplay with him. And she's only done a few things, so it doesn't really matter. But that's who wrote it and directed it. So, as usual, I'll go over the people involved with it, and then I'll go over the plot and everything. So, the director, Bong Joon-ho, I think is how you say his name, he's only made a handful of movies. This was his fifth movie that he directed, seventh movie he wrote. I knew him ahead of this because of Memoirs of Murder and The Host before this. And then I hadn't seen Mother, which was his movie after The Host, until I saw Snowpiercer. And everyone's like, oh, you have to see Mother because Mother's fucking rad. So I went and watched that one. It is rad. It is really good. And then he made Snowpiercer, obviously. And then he made the Netflix movie Okja, which is super sad, but really good movie. And then his newest one, which is getting rave reviews right now, is called Parasite, and it looks amazing, and I want to see it. So that's him. He's his movies are phenomenal. You need to definitely see Memoirs of Murder, The Host, Mother, Snowpiercer. You need to watch Okja if you want. It's not like I recommend it highly, but. And then, of course, if you get a chance to see Parasite, from what I've heard, it's amazing. From there, we go to the cast. The cast starts with Chris Evans. Chris Evans of Avengers fame, Captain America, you know, America's ass. I don't have to go over his filmography. I mean, shit, he's been in so many things. But this is not his first. The funny thing about it is this is a comic book movie, but one that people often overlook, but also don't know it's a comic book movie. And I'll go over more of that in a little bit. But we all know him from being Captain America. He's no stranger to the genre film. I don't hate using that term, but he's done things like Push, which is based on a comic book, Scott Pilgrim versus the World, which is technically based on a comic book. Obviously, he was in the Fantastic Four movies, the first two. He played Johnny Storm, Human Torch. He voiced Casey Jones in the animated TMNT movie. And obviously, all the Avengers movies, Ant-Man, all those ones, Thor, and things like that. So it's not like it's new to him. Oh, Losers. I forgot Losers was in there. Is a comic book movie as well. So it's not like it's a new thing for him to be in. But, you know, it's Steve Rogers, Captain America. It's Chris Evans. We know who he is. The lesser known for people who don't know the movies of Bong Joon-ho. He is very much kind of like Quentin Tarantino in a way, where he works, he often collaborates with the same people over and over again. And one of the first movies that I ever saw of his was actually, I should say, the first movie I saw of his was because of the actor I'm about to talk about, because he was in Memoirs of Murder, and he's in this. That's why I'm bringing it up. But his name is Song Kang-ho. He was in, like I said, he was in Memories of Murder. I say Memoirs. Memories of Murder. But where I first saw him was in a movie called Sympathy for Mr. Vengeance. Sympathy for Mr. Vengeance is the second movie in a trilogy of movies done by a gentleman named Park Chan-wook, who is amazing, but they're called the Vengeance Trilogy. They consist of Old Boy, Sympathy for Mr. Vengeance, and then Lady Vengeance is the third one. They are South Korean action thriller movies. Old Boy is not the one with Josh Brolin, done by Spike Lee. It is a movie done by, well, like I said, it's done by Park Chan-wook. But they are, those movies are for another time. And I decided this the other day when I was going through this stuff that I want to talk about some of my favorite foreign movies, you could say. They're, majority of them are going to be Korean movies. I'm just going to warn you right now. Because I love Korean movies because they are fucked up. And when we get to the Vengeance trilogy, we'll talk about that. But a lot of the Korean movies I've seen actually have Song in them. So like, I'm going to probably talk about Thirst is going to be on there, which is an amazing vampire movie. I'll probably talk about Memories of Murder. But who knows? We'll get there when we get there. But yeah, so it's part of the Vengeance trilogy. It's a fantastic trilogy. Fucked up movies. If you've ever seen Old Boy, the original, the South Korean one, you're going to know it's super messed up. And I'll go over that when I come to that. Hey, maybe I'll do that next month. You know, holiday time, fucked up Korean movies. Eh, we'll see what happens. I don't have a plan for next month, if you could probably tell. But yeah, I never have a plan, so who cares? He's also, so that was the first time I saw Song in a movie was Sympathy for Mr. Vengeance, and he was phenomenal. Then I saw him. He basically did Memories of Murder. I saw that, and I was like, I really like this director. And it's that movie is super dope. So then, Song was then in Sympathy for Lady Vengeance, which is the wrap up of the trilogy of the Vengeance trilogy, and it's really good. Then he was in The Host, which is a another phenomenal movie. Done by Bong Joon-ho. That's why I was bringing it up. They work together a lot. The Host is a really good, it's a monster film. It's a monster movie. And it's so well done, and it's so just terrifying. But just so goddamn good. So I saw him in that. And then, there's, The Good, the Bad, and the Weird, which is, well, the name speaks for itself. It's a pretty fucking weird, Western movie. I don't even know. I say Western. It is a Western. It's referred to as a South Korean Western action film. And it's batshit, and it's fucking awesome. It is just so much fun. But he was the lead in that one. And then, like I mentioned earlier, he was in a movie called Thirst, which is a really fucked up vampire movie. Then Snowpiercer, that I saw him in, Age of Shadows, and then he's going to be in Parasite, which I've not seen yet, but I want to. So yeah, that's Song Kang-ho. I'm terrible at fucking names, and when they're not American names, even worse. Then we have Ed Harris, who's weird he's billed this high. I should have moved him in the list because he's not nearly as in. He's only in like the last fucking 10 minutes of the movie. He's actually in the last 20 minutes of the movie, but that was an underestimation. But it's Ed Harris. He's been in a lot of things. Most notably, he's in the new Westworld. He's in, so many things. One of my favorite Western movies, which is Appaloosa. He was in one of Joe's favorite movies, National Treasure, Book of Secrets. He played Jackson Pollock in Pollock. He was in The Truman Show, Absolute Power with Clint Eastwood. He was in The Rock, not in The Rock, but he was in the movie The Rock. Apollo 13. He's been in so many amazing movies, and he's amazing. And he's spooky in this movie. When you get to him, and I'll talk about that a little bit. It's so good. So good in this movie. He's just good in general, but he's really good in this movie. And then you have John Hurt, who has done way too many things for me even to go over, but he's well known for being the guy who has his chest burst out by an alien. He was in the Hellboy movies, the Ron Perlman, Guillermo del Toro movies, not the new piece of shit one. He's been in so many things. He's in a couple of Harry Potter movies. I said that he's been in a bunch. I think he's been in two or three. I can't remember. But anyways, it's John Hurt. He's amazing. You have Tilda Swinton, she's an amazing actress, in her own right, but this movie, she is so good, because the character she plays is fucking insane, but so good. But Tilda Swinton, she's been in so many things. More recently, she was in Doctor Strange, and she was in Avengers Endgame. She was in Okja, which was done by Bong Joon-ho, which I talked about. He's obviously focused on this episode. Like I said, she was in Doctor Strange. She was in Hail Caesar, which I talked about. So many things. Moonrise Kingdom. We need to talk about Kevin, which is a really fucked up movie. She's the White Witch in the Chronicle of Narnia movies. I have not seen the new Suspiria. I've heard really good things, but the movie's like 19 hours long, so I haven't watched it. Oh, she did a voice in Isle of Dogs, which is a really good movie. I did not like The Curious Case of Benjamin Button, but she's in that. Burn After Reading, I talked about her on that, and she's in that, and she's phenomenal. Tilda Swinton, she's just so good of an actress. She's in so many good things. But yeah, that's about it for Tilda Swinton. Up next is Jamie Bell. Jamie Bell has done a lot of things, but not nearly as many things as he should. Him and Chris Evans have something similar in common. They're both in Fantastic Four movies, but not the same ones. Jamie Bell, I first took notice of him, really, in 2008's Jumper, which to me is a very underrated sci-fi movie. There's some pretty terrible acting in it, but the movie itself and the concept is really fucking cool, and I like it a lot. But I always think of him from that, but I've seen him in so many other things. He was in King Kong, the Peter Jackson movie. He was in Nicholas Nickleby. He was in a movie I actually like a lot, which is called Death Watch. And that's a... I don't think I've ever talked about Death Watch on here. It's a British-German horror movie set during World War I. It's really good. But, so he was in that. He was in, he was in The Eagle. That movie's fucking terrible, not because of him, because of Channing Tatum's terrible acting. But he was in Man on a Ledge, which is a really good movie. The one with, what's his name? Sully from Avatar. That was the same route. Sam Rockwell. It's not Sam Rockwell. It's what's his name? Oh my God, Sam Worthington. Jesus, I forgot. I could see his face, and I knew what movies he was in. Sam Worthington. He voiced Tintin in The Adventures of Tintin, the animated movie from Steven Spielberg. Where's it at? I lost my page. There he goes. So he was in that. Snowpiercer, obviously, he played Ben Grimm, the Thing, in Mark Webb's Fantastic Four, which is actually a really good movie, just terribly edited and unfortunately shit on. But just recently, I saw him in a movie called Rocket Man. He played Bernie. I think it's Topin. I think is how you pronounce it. But it's the Rocket Man is the Elton John biopic with Taron Egerton. Really good movie, by the way, if you haven't seen it. Not what you expect. Very fantastic, but very heartfelt movie, too. And then we have Octavia Spencer, who has been in way more stuff than I thought she was in. She's been in so many movies, a bunch of TV programs. I was going to say, oh, she's fairly unknown. She's been in so many things, I felt bad about not knowing she was in all these movies. And I've seen a ton of the movies she's in. More recently, she was in that horror movie Ma. She was in Green Book. Technically, I guess she was in Green Book. She was executive producer on it. I don't think she was actually... Was she an extra in it? Or she just produced it, right? I don't think she was actually in the movie. I don't think so. I know she produced it. But that's neither here nor there. She was in... I knew she was in Bad Santa 2. She voiced Miss Otterton in Zootopia. I never saw the Divergent series, but apparently she's in that. Where is the other one I saw? I forgot she was in. She was in Dinner for Schmucks, but that's not what I was thinking of. Halloween 2. She plays Nurse Daniels in Rob Zombie's Halloween 2. And I was like, oh yeah, she was totally in that. But she's been in so many things, and I was like, oh, I feel bad for not remembering she's in all these fucking movies. I mean, she was in Sam Raimi's first Spider-Man movie as Check-In Girl. But she's amazing in so many things. She played herself on 30 Rock, which is really weird. But, you know, whatever. Octavia Spencer, everyone. She's really good in all the things I've seen her in, which is way more than I thought it was. Then last but not least is a gentleman named Ewan Bremner. I believe is how you pronounce it. It's E-W-E-N. And it's Ewan. I have seen in a lot of things. But the one thing I always, always remember him from is the movie Snatch. The Guy Ritchie movie. He played a character named Mullet, and he's in it very little. I mean, he's very in the movie for a small bit, for like one scene, but it's a really good scene, and I legit think they choked him with a window, but movie magic or whatever, but he's in that. He's in that. I knew he was in Trainspotting, but I always remember from Snatch because that fucking scene. He's in Black Hawk Down, which he's amazing in. He's in The Rundown. He plays Declan, the pilot, if you've ever seen the movie The Rundown, or outside the United States, a movie called Welcome to the Jungle with Dwayne The Rock Johnson and Sean... Holy shit, what is his name? He's got a weird name. He's from Stifler from American Pie. Sean William Scott? Yeah, Sean William Scott. Sean with two N's. Not that it fucking matters. But he was also in... Well, I don't remember him being in Alien vs. Predator, but I think I forgot some of that movie. So He's in that. He's in Death at a Funeral, which is a fantastic movie. Great Expectations, Jack the Giant Slayer, which is a very underrated movie. Came out the same year as Snowpiercer. He's phenomenal in Snowpiercer, too. He was in, more recently, he was in Wonder Woman. He played Charlie, which is one of the soldiers that was with Chris Pine. And he was in. He recurred his role as Spud in Trainspotting 2, or T2 Trainspotting. And then television-wise, he's been a bunch of things off and on. Nothing, no mainstays. Like, he wasn't in the main cast of anything. He's in ones and two episodes of stuff. You know, he's a good guy. I like that guy. It's funny because when I saw him, when I rewatched this, I was like, holy shit, that is him. I totally forgot because he looks way different in this movie. Because he has lots of hair. But once you see him, you're like, oh, that's definitely him. This, I'm going to go over briefly because I went over way too long. And I'm trying to keep it under 45 minutes. So Snowpiercer, based on a French comic book by the name of Les Transpersages. Again, I said it differently this time. I'm not too sure. It contains two volumes. Volume 1, Snowpiercer the Escape, and Volume 2, Snowpiercer the Explorers. And then there was a prequel written. And then a third one in the final volume, released in 2016. I can't remember. Terminus was the third one. I forgot about that. And I've never read it because it's only in French. You can buy it in English, I think. You can buy the comic book in English, but I've never read it. So I know loosely what it's about. And I know there's some differences because in the movie or in the comic book, the train is 1,001 cars long. In the movie, I don't think it's nearly that fucking long. But in the movie, I don't think there's one time where you see the whole train. I know it's not 1,001 cars long. There's probably some other differences, but like I said, I haven't read it, so it doesn't matter. Snowpiercer, give you the cliff notes of it. I won't go over the whole plot. Basically, in 2014, an attempt to counteract global warming through climate engineering backfires catastrophically, causing another ice age and extinguishing all life. The only survivors are the passengers of the Snowpiercer, a massive train traveling a circumnavigating track. I'm trying to read this off there. Created by transportation magnate and inventor Wilford. So the year has jumped to 2031. Privileged passengers inhabit an I don't even know. I don't think they ever specify in the movie either. I don't think it does in here either. How many train cars there are. But basically, it's set up. The train is set like a plane would be. Beginning of the plane, the front of the plane where the pilot's at. As it goes back, it's worse. So the further away from the pilot you are, the worse you are. So in this, the upper class are in the first bunch of cars. And they're, I mean, when you see them in the movie, all the stuff that happens in the train, you didn't know what happened because of the way you spend the first 20 so minutes in the movie is in the tail end. And it's a fucking shithole. People's crammed in. And then as you move forward, it's spaced out. There's less and less people. There's luxuries ahead. There's a sushi bar at one point. There's a whole train car that's an aquarium. There's farm area, all sorts of stuff in this biosphere that is a biosphere, bios train, but an ecosystem inside the train that goes hundreds of thousands of miles an hour. And it's called Snowpiercer because it's designed to go through, well, the snow that's been cast down and frozen all over Earth because of the anti-climate changing type of thing they try to do. Basically, there's this chemical they release in the atmosphere that's supposed to help cool the planet, but it goes drastically awry and drops the temperature. It's an average speed of 50 kilometers per hour, which I don't know how fast it is. Hold on. I said hundreds of thousands, but I don't think that's hundreds of thousands or anything else. Kilometers. 2 miles. 1 kilometer is 0.62 miles an hour. So if I type in here, 50, it's 31 miles an hour. Oh, it's actually not that bad. But I mean, still, it's 31 miles an hour, so not that fucking easy to get off of. But anyway, so they're on this train that circumvents the circumnavigational track. They showed at one point in the movie where it's basically planned out where one trip, one year. Is takes them to navigate the track, which is basically the train travels 438,000 kilometers a year, and runs 24 hours a day without stopping, and has hundreds of people on it, thousands of people, some living really well, some living in their own shit, literally. And so a group of insurgents have created a plan to overthrow and take the train, mainly because they don't know how good the front of the train has it. It comes very evident when they get further up, and it's crazy. But there's this weird religion on it with the sacred train or sacred engine, and it's all sorts of crazy. It's very sci-fi, obviously. Tremendously acted. The action is really, really good. There's some weird cuts in it. I think they did to bring down the... It's still a rated R, but I think they had a lot more violence, visual violence on it than what they wanted. But if you've ever seen Korean movies, they're pretty fucking violent in general. But I digress. I'm not going to spoil it because it's a really good story. Chris Evans does some of the best acting in the entire movie, or in his entire career, is in the last half of the movie, but then the last 20 minutes, he's phenomenal. He's one of his best performances ever. It's a pretty dope movie, if you ask me. Crazy thing is, they're doing a TV show that's coming on TNT somewhere in the middle of next year, of 2020. TNT's going to have it in the United States. If you're outside the United States, you'll be able to watch it on Netflix. And I don't know if it's... You'll get all of it right away, or it'll be after it's done being broadcast on TNT, but you'll be able to watch it on Netflix if you're outside the United States, which is kudos to you. And the TV series, from what I've read online, is it's going to take a lot more from the comic book because of time they have. But it has a lot of really good people in it. Jennifer Connelly's in it. There's a bunch of people in it, but they're going to have a lot more characters in it, and they're going to have go in a lot more of the class system, I think, as well. But it's the first episode. I don't think all of it is. I think it's just the first episode. I could be wrong. Hold on. Let me see if this page has anything on. I don't know. But Scott Dickerson is set to direct the first episode. Scott Dickerson, you may know from his directing of Doctor Strange and soon to be Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness. I say that they're in pre-production right now, so they're getting ready to film it. But he's also really well known for doing the Sinister movies, so Sinister and Sinister 2. And then he directed Deliver Us from Evil and The Exorcism of Emily Rose and one of the Hellraiser movies. Hellraiser Inferno in 2000. So Scott Dickerson, he's into horror movies, horror stuff, which is, I don't want to take away, it's not bad. I'm just saying it was weird when they decided for him for Doctor Strange and he did a fucking phenomenal job. So I'm okay with him doing the second one and more if they want. But yeah, I mean, it's, from what I've read, like I said, the TV show is going to be drastically different than the movie because they're going to be able to, delve deeper into the plot of the comic books, which you can do with hour long episodes. I don't even know how many episodes they are listing for it. Probably like 10 or 12 or something. It's regular TV, but, and I don't know if they're doing more than one season or not. So I don't know if they're gonna stretch it out or what, but, it's going to be interesting for sure. But yeah, that's it for this week's episode and this month's theme of awesome science fiction fantasy movies or fantasy science fiction movies. I'm not too sure what I called it. I think I called it like 19 different things. I think I change the words every month or every week when I talk about it. But anyways, we talked about science fiction fantasy movies or fantasy science fiction movies, whatever you want to call it. We talked about this month. And that's it for this week's episode. Tune in next month when I have no idea what I'm going to be talking about. But it may go with the whole foreign movie thing because there's a bunch of them. And they might just be all Korean movies because I've watched a lot of those. Anyhow, that's it for this week's episode. I, again, have been your host, Cody. This has been The Awesome with Cody. And as usual, let's be awesome.